This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. When you were a child, did you ever want to host your own radio show or wonder what it was like, what it's really like inside a radio station? Well, a group of fourth and fifth graders collaborated across an ocean to make that dream a reality. Students from Greensboro and Dakar, Senegal, worked together for 8 weeks to create a podcast about ecology. It's called Blueprints on Air.
International Brief. Blueprints on Air.
Joining us now to talk about the project, our artistic director of Scrap Metal Entertainment Group, the designer of the program, Kerry Mubarak, and from Ecole Actuelle Bilang in Senegal, fifth grade teacher, Mamie Hughes. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Kerry, talk about this project a little bit and how it came about.
Well, a few months ago, and I'm going to say probably almost a year ago, Mr. Chiku Chom, who is a teacher, third grade teacher at EAB, came to me and said, the children are interested in radio. So I was very excited because I love radio. And so we started to put together a project centered solely around radio. So radio history, what is the science behind radio and that kind of thing. And then maybe about a month or two later, in the middle of the design, Mrs. Hughes explained that EAB was doing a year-long project on ecology.
And this is the school in Senegal.
This is the school in Senegal. Okay. And so I said, well, that's interesting, but that's not our area. And so they were both saying, well, we can do it. We'll figure it out. And so I went home and racked my brain, and I was like, there's absolutely no way that I can figure out how to do this because I know nothing about ecology. I'm not science-oriented. My area is arts. But after, you know, tooling over it for a while, I said, well, I mean, if we're on the radio, we're on air. And so if we narrow down the subject of ecology, which is humongous, into just focusing on the air, then we'll go on air to talk about air.
All right, well, tell us
that was the tie-in.
What your specialty is then, a Scrap Metal Entertainment Group, what do you do?
I run the company, and I'm also the artistic director, so I come up with the ideas that we're going to do. I come up with the season. So we're basically theater and performing arts. So I come up with the ideas about what we're going to do, what is the show season going to look like, what our extraneous activities, what we're going to be developing during the course of the year. And that's basically what my role is. And then, of course, for Blueprints, which is Scrap Metal's education arm, I design the projects that we do with children.
So Mamie Hughes, tell us about your vision for this and how it came that the kids got together and created a podcast. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, as Ms. Mubarak said, when we decided to go together to work on this project, the school every year comes up with a theme. And coincidentally, it was air. I mean, environmental issues, including ecology, including environmental issues, air pollution, recycling, and all these concepts around that. So we definitely had to figure out how to incorporate the two. And so the kids in Senegal worked more on the air pollution side, and they work on the airwaves side here. So there was a way to combine the two, and eventually came up with this.
And where did the podcast idea come from?
That came from us. We, you know, we knew we were dealing with a younger audience that may not have been as familiar with the radio, but may be more interested in podcasting. So we just wanted to modernize it a little bit and say, well, this would be a way for them to really understand, you know, that transition from when we went from radio and now we're in podcasting. So they could see the tie-in between the two.
So the idea is to get some kind of performance that is rooted in, and the subject matter is going to be ecology, and get the kids involved. You did that. Blueprints on Air is the outcome. It's an international collaboration that took place between fourth and fifth graders from Senegal, paired them with students from Greensboro to create a podcast about ecology. And joining me now are two of the students from that program. Jad is a 10-year-old from the International School EAB in Dakar, Senegal. Jad, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
Also with us is Anya. She is 11 and goes to Hunter Elementary School in Greensboro. Hello, Anya.
Hi.
Tell us about this project and when you first heard about it. What did they tell you about this project?
They told me that it had to deal with radio, and radio is very interesting. So when I first heard about it, I mean, I wasn't really interested in radio, but it's good to try something new. So I tried it out, and it's becoming a fun and excellent
experience. What made it fun? What changed your mind about how this would turn out?
You know, like dealing with all, like, what you do on radio. Like, you get to do controls, and you get to play around with stuff and, you know, edit. And
did you get to run the board?
No.
No, a little bit. But you did some editing, right? Did you do a little editing?
Kind of.
Mostly just talking?
Yeah.
What'd you talk about?
We came up with hashtags and liners and stuff that we put into the showcase.
And Jad, what about you? What was your role in all of this?
We're working on the air pollution and the difference between the air here and in Dakar, and I've actually seen a big difference.
So you came here. How long were you here on this kind of a big field trip, huh? Mm-hmm.
We're here for 2 weeks.
All right. And what was the first thing you noticed about Greensboro compared to Dakar?
Well, I noticed Greensboro had many more trees and it's more like open, but Dakar, it's a small area where there are many more cars. There are not many trees. So you can feel the pollution much more than here in Greensboro. Plus, back there in Dakar, there's a lot of dust from the desert.
Oh, okay. So those are things. Did you do any research on pollution before you came here?
A little bit.
Mostly just breathing the air, right? That was yeah. Your reason. You brought that air with you. So, Anya, what was it like for you to work with students from another country as you came together and had to put this project together?
It was interesting because you never experience, sometimes you only have a one chance to experience something like this. So it's good to take it and to learn about other cultures.
What did you learn?
I learned about how the air is different and like how they live differently than us. And it's very interesting.
Mamie, how did you decide which areas, as we said earlier, boy, you talk about ecology and environmental problems. There are a lot of them. How did you winnow it down, and what kind of research did you do?
The project involved five classrooms, and each classroom worked on a different field. Like Jad's class worked on the air pollution. Another class worked on visiting landfills, recycling and reusing. And so different classes work on different things. And I think Greensboro, because we had Ms. Carrie Mubarak here, who's a great resource to us, but this is also where I live. I live here for close to 30 years now. I go to Senegal back and forth. Mm. So I know this area would have been a great contrast to Dakar, not New York City, but here would have been a great contrast to see the air pollution, the air quality. And like Jad says, the trees and the rain, we have a lot of dust. We don't rain. It doesn't rain in Senegal, but 3 months of the year.
Mm.
It's not a lot. So therefore, we have a lot of sand in the air. So Greensboro would have been a great contrast to Dakar.
And then, Carrie Mubarak, talk about the production side of it. How did you get the work done?
It is daily. Collaborating with the right people, putting together the team that would then instruct the students. You know, we have lots of people with expertise in radio, lots of people with expertise in ecology, but then it was trying to figure out who can actually relay that information and bring it to the fourth and fifth grade level. And so a lot of my work was just building the team that would then implement the information that we were trying to get out. So we connected with WQMG in Greensboro. Delight, who is one of their radio personalities, took the helm. And, you know, basically I told her, I said, I want them to have a good round sense of what radio is all about. And so she divided the students into teams. She had a production team. She had a traffic team. She had personality teams. And then we started with our social media team because she said that's something that's really getting pushed now. So we wanted to include that. And so every day we would go to the blog. We used a blog actually as our workspace. Because we were trying to figure out what's the best way for two teams to communicate with each other as far as technology is concerned. In the past, we'd use Skype, but because of the way that the children were working, like we had Hunter Elementary was an after-school program for them. This was an after-school program for them, whereas in with EAB, it was during school hours. And so the time difference, we weren't able to make that happen. So My idea was just to use the blog space as a way for them to communicate with each other. So what we would do is put information up on the blog. The other group can read it and say, okay, this is what we found in our research. Somebody go look at it, read it, tell us if we can get a good story out of it. And then one team would go and look at the research, you know, and then start, you know, pulling information out of that. So on a daily basis, my work and Delight's work was to go into that blog, see what had been written, see what comments had been made, what questions were being asked so that we could respond to them quickly, because once a week we were back in to actually do work. So what we wanted to do is make sure that whatever questions that they had, say Monday of this week, we had answered them and had some more information for them the following week.
Anya, what did you learn about telling a story through this project and how to tell a story and how to tell it for people? You got to tell it without pictures, right?
You have to tell it with very detail because you don't have pictures, and usually pictures give you the details. So you have to come it up with your own mind and give the details, and you just have to come to what flows to you and what you feel and what you feel like is true and what you've actually learned.
Did you write it all out first?
Well, we wrote like the hashtags and stuff, like that was kind of part of our story. Mm-hmm. We wrote it on note cards and then we just said them into the microphone.
Let's give a little sample of at least little parts of this. Students of Senegal working with students in Greensboro to produce the podcast Blueprints on Air, and here's a sample.
WAIR.
Like fresh air.
We're talking to our team in Senegal.
Biofuel is renewable and regular fuel is not.
What's the difference?
Because biofuel is environment friendly and regular fuel is not.
Clean solutions. WAIR.
Blueprints on Air, a collaboration between fourth and fifth grade students in Senegal and Greensboro. I am here with Jad and Anya, two of the students and two facilitators of the program, Carrie Mubarak and Mamie Hughes. Jad, what about you? What did you learn about radio production through this whole project?
Well, I've seen behind the scenes, and I saw the controls. I saw how they talk, and it was quite very interesting, really, and it was cool. I thought it was really cool.
What changed for you? In other words, how did you think podcasts were done, and what was the most surprising thing about radio production or audio production for you?
I thought it was how they use the controls and how they can control the microphones, the headset, and how they use all of those technological stuff to work the podcast.
Anya, do you have a future in radio, television, broadcasting, podcasting? Has this changed your sense of your own future?
I like radio, but I don't plan to do it in my future.
Mm. What about the production? I'll ask you the same question I asked Jad, which is, what was the biggest surprise for you in learning how to do this kind of work?
I think it was learning how the controls work too, and how you can edit stuff like out, like mistakes and background noise, and you can control mics and headsets, and it was very interesting.
Carrie, what about you? You said you weren't, you know, this was something that you didn't think you could do. You've done it. What did you learn?
I learned a lot about ecology. Yeah. That was the biggest study for me. Learned some very interesting information is coming out of Harvard about trees and what's happening with the trees since global warming, which is really of interest to me. I mean, when we expand the project, I definitely want to look at that. But after doing some of that research, I found out that what they're finding is that since global warming has been happening, the trees are actually, the photosynthesis is happening faster. Yeah. Because of that. And so we're looking at some positive things that are happening, not for people to necessarily think that global warming, we should just quit, right, you know, our efforts. But in looking at some of the science and what people are learning about what is happening with the Earth and how the Earth is making these adjustments because of it, I found that to be extremely fascinating. And then just another level of communication for me, being able to manage a project in two different places is one thing, but adding the radio, adding the technology and the information that we were learning about ecology, it just took it up a notch for me. I've done some other projects with this group before, but this was, I would say, definitely the most rigorous.
Mamie Hughes, what was your takeaway?
I think when I was back in Senegal before we came, I went to visit few sites with the Department of Environmental Protection in Senegal. And I think I didn't even know they existed before until we started doing this research. And I got, I think I took a very great interest into recycling and the concept that need to be taught to the kids. We don't pay a lot of attention to that in Senegal yet, but I believe this would be something very interesting in the future. When we came here, I think visiting the lake, the man-made lake, was very interesting for me. And seeing all this new forest telling us about the age of the trees, how they grow up there. I mean, things that even myself was new. The concept was very new.
Well, it's great to have all of you with us on the program today. I was talking to Jad, who is visiting from EAB, an international school in Senegal, and Anya from Hunter Elementary School, and Carrie Mubarak, artistic director of Scrap Metal Entertainment Group and the designer of the Blueprints program, and from the École Actuelle Bilang in Senegal, fifth grade teacher Mamie Hughes. Thank you all for joining us. What a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Blueprints on Air connected students in Greensboro and those in Senegal, and you can find out information at our website, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia.